给我这样一个机会啊，在弟兄姊妹面前有点分享。
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share with the brothers and sisters.
好像两周以前呢，弟兄姊妹已经把我送走了。
Seems like 2 weeks ago, the brothers and sisters had already sent me off.
但是呢，又带领弟兄呢，请我在这个我们走之前呢，再给大家有一点的有一点的分享。
The brothers have asked me before I leave to share a little bit before I go.
那我们大家弟兄姊妹大部分都知道，我们我在外地工作已经有一年半的时间。
Many of the brothers and sisters already know that I have been working out far away, out of town for about over a year.
And 我们明天呢会有来搬家公司把我们东西搬走。
And tomorrow the moving company is coming to move our house.
5月20号呢，我们一家人会到北边 Baltimore 那边安顿下来。
And then May 20th, our whole family will be relocating to the north of Baltimore.
在我准备的时候，我想给弟兄姊妹分享一节非常熟悉的经文。
I want to share a very familiar scripture with the brothers and sisters.
那就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章第十六节。
It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6.
16到18节。
Verse 16 to 18.
我们找到，我们一起来读一下。
When you have found it, let us read it together.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。那我想我就给大家分享一点这一年半的时间在主面前的一点的学习。
I want to just share with you guys with you some of the things I've learned in this year and a half.
我想我第一个功课就是来学习怎样寻求神的心意和带领。
First thing I want to share about is how I learned to seek the Lord's leading and his will.
当我刚到那边去的时候呢，确实有蛮多的在主里面的一些服侍和操练。
When I first moved there, I had a lot of in service and training.
那我是在那边呢，是一个比较小的一个聚会。
And there is a small fellowship there.
那在这边呢，我实在是感到，我在这边聚会的时候啊，有在弟兄姊妹当中有很多的得着。
When I am here, I feel like I receive many things from the brothers and sisters.
像陈建弟兄讲到的是，好像觉得这个受的要比施的要。要多。
Just like our brother had shared, it seems like I, what I receive is more, far more greater than what I give.
但当主把我带到另一个外面的教会的时候，主就来为我预备。
But when I have gone to this other fellowship in Baltimore, the Lord has given me prepared a different.
那就是要让我。明白施比受更有福。
He has taught me that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以我就靠主的恩典常常喜乐不住的祷告来在那边和弟兄姊妹有很多的勉励和扶持。
So by God's grace, I have been able to be joyful always and pray continuously and to share and encourage with the brothers and sisters there.
但是知道最近呢，我实在是有一颗心愿意再回到休斯顿这边弟兄姊妹当中。
But recently I have this heart that I want to come back to the brothers and sisters here in Houston.
所以呢，在差不多最近半年的时间呢，主就让我来学习来寻求他自己的心意的一个带领。
And in this past half a year, he has taught me to seek for his will and his leading.
所以我觉得实在是。主的怜悯
and I believe it is God's mercy
也是两边众弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告
and the prayers of the brothers and sisters in both fellowships
也是我自己和我姊妹的在这神面前的寻求
and it is what my wife and I seek before the Lord
我觉得我们主是要让我们 到那边去，搬到那边去。
And I, we believe that the Lord, wants us to move to that location.
主呢也拦阻一些其他的一些路。
And the Lord had closed many doors, other doors.
所以呢，到现在为止呢，我们就觉得非常平安的能够到那边去，和那边的弟兄姊妹能够在一起的有建造。
So now we very peace with peace in our hearts. We believe we will move to Baltimore and fellowship with the other assembly there.
那我第二点我就想交通的就是交通到我们弟兄姊妹相彼此相爱的实在是何等的美好。
And the second point I want to share is how great it is for the brothers and sisters' love for each other.
我们是2000年初到这边的聚会。
We moved here in the beginning of 2001.
时间过得实在是非常的快，已经四年多的时间。
And time has gone by so quickly, it's almost been 4 years.
所以我实在是感谢主，把我们带到这样一个神的家中。
We thank the Lord that He has brought us to this house.
在弟兄姊妹当中，我们可以彼此的扶持、祷告和关心。
And with the brothers and sisters, we can encourage and support one another.
我是有时候特别的，在外面的时候特别感觉到这个，我们有一条有属灵的同伴一起走这条属天的道路是何等的宝贝。
I often feel that it is so precious to have companions on this path.
所以我回想我们在休斯顿即将离开这四年多的时间，心里实在是非常感恩。
And when I think about the 4 years that we've had here, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
我觉得实在是最宝贵的就是，主让我们呢在主里面得到一般非常宝贝的亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And what is most precious to me is the brothers and sisters that we have gained here.
所以有一次呢，我在外地回来，心情不太好。
One time, when I came back, from out of town, and I was low in spirit.
或许因为找工作比较失意。
And it is possibly because I wasn't very successful in my job search.
但我记得有一次就是在这个播饼之前。
And I remember one time before the table meeting.
所以呢，有弟兄呢就在主里面呢能够给我这个握手亲热。
And a brother, he shook hands with me and very warmly.
So 我就感觉到神的爱马上就临到了我。
And immediately I felt the love of the Lord come upon me.
这个平安喜乐又来到了我的心中。
And peace and joy came into my heart.
所以我又能够和弟兄姊妹一起的来在擘饼聚会中一起的口唱心和的来赞美主。
And once again I can come.With the brothers and sisters to sing and praise in one accord.
我觉得这是一个简单的例子。
I believe this is a simple example.
当我们觉得这个我们弟兄姊妹宝贵的时候呢，是因为有神的爱在我们当中。
I think that the only way we can see the preciousness of the brothers and sisters is when the love of the Lord is with us.
刚才我提到两周前弟兄姊妹送我们。我们实在是在主里面得到了极大的勉励和祝福。
I mentioned before that the brothers and sisters had a send-off for us 2 weeks ago. We were so encouraged.
是因为主的爱在我们当中。
It's because the love of the Lord is with us.
那我第二点的感受呢，就是在这方面，就是觉得我实在是愿意来提醒弟兄姊妹，我们应该珍惜在主里面一起的时间。
I just want to remind the brothers and sisters to take hold of this time that we have together.
因为呢，主或许在他所定的时间，要把我们带到像我们一样，把我们带到其他的地方。
Because we do not know when the Lord may take us to another place like He is doing with us.
我想我们在这里是有何等美好的一个属灵的环境。
We have such a great, a beautiful spiritual environment here.
所以常常感恩就是主让我在这一段时间内和弟兄姊妹在这边有共同的学习和长进。
And I just thank the Lord that He has given me the opportunity to grow and to learn with the brothers and sisters here.
那第三点就是我对于家庭的感受。
The third point has to do with our family.
那我们一旦和我和姊妹知道了神的心意以后
，Once my wife and I found out the will of the Lord，
我姊妹就非常的没有任何犹豫的就放弃她自己的工作
，And without any hesitation she gave up her job。
她实在是愿意来在神的带领下呢，愿意来以家庭为中。
Under the leading of the Lord, she wants to place the family in a higher position.
所以我非常的感恩。
So I thank God for His grace.
我想这也有弟兄姊妹为我们祷告的也有原因。
And I believe it has to do with the prayers of the brothers and sisters for us.
那也和我们这一年半以来我在外面的时候呢几乎每天都和姊妹一起祷告也有关系。
And also, even though I have been away for about a year and a half, I still had a chance to pray daily with my wife.
因为这个我们的这个手机到九点以后就是免费的。
Because our cell phones after 9 p.m. it's unlimited time.
所以呢，我几乎是好像没有间断，至少我记得非常少有间断，就和姊妹一起来。尽管我们肉身分居两地，但是呢，我们一起来仰望主。
But even though we are separated physically, we were able to seek the Lord together almost daily.
所以尽管有时候我们会有难处，但是呢，在主里面实在是完全合一。
Even though we may face difficulties, but in the Lord, we are in unity.
当我前一段时间找工作有很多难处的时候呢。我可以体会到姊妹实在是比我更难受。
Formerly when I was in the difficulties of seeking for a job, and I felt that my wife was even more distressed than I was.
所以我们有时候在休斯顿聚集的团聚的时候呢，我们有时候就想，哎呀，我们今天晚上好像应该好好祷告。
So when we are here in Houston together, sometimes we feel like tonight we need to really pray.
因为有时候在一起的时候，反而不是特别的知道应该很好的向神寻求。
And when also seems that sometimes even when we're together, physically, we might not remember to seek the Lord as much.
所以在家庭上，我真是体会到主。让我改变一个从一个习以为常的心态。Take for granted.
Oh, okay. The Lord has taught me not to not to have a attitude to take things for granted.
所以我真是感谢主，让我们能够看到我们家庭寻常在一起，能够在一起的时间都需要感恩。都需要在主面前常常喜乐不住的祷告来向神感恩
and for all the time that we are together we need to take advantage of that and to be joyful and pray continuously and to give thanks
所以在这个整个的学习的过程中主就实在是让我明白若是我们真是能够寻求他
so through this whole learning experience if we learn that if we truly seek him
能够常常的喜乐不住的祷告凡事谢恩
and to be joyful always pray continuously and to give thanks in all circumstances
有一颗心态能够被主所纠正
a heart that can be changed by the Lord
主那就一定会能够来带领我们走他所要我们走的路
and we can walk in a path that the Lord desires for us to walk in
所以尽管在我们前面我们还看不很远
even though before us we cannot see very far
但是呢我们相信主给我们所预备的总是最美最善的。
But we believe that what the Lord has prepared for us is the best, and it is good.
最后呢，我是想利用这个机会，实在是知道神的家，我们实在是愿意在这里有一个请求。
Finally, I have just in the Lord's family, we have this plea.
在这差不多四年多的时间，若是我们有得罪或亏欠弟兄姊妹的地方，那请弟兄姊妹在主里面原谅。
So we have this request that if in this past 4 years if we have offended anyone, we pray that you would, we would ask that you would forgive us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.